I don't want this to be about individual people specifically. It's about this place, it's about the community, and on a broader scale, the whole Wimmera region, you know? And I think you leave the anonymity to these people, and people see whoever they want to see in, and they can have their own connection to the work.
The artwork in question covers six now-defunct grain silos, towering 30 metres high above the flat Wimmera Plains of Western Victoria. They have undergone a month-long transformation by Brisbane artist Guido van Helton, who's fulfilled a lifetime ambition by painting an enormous mural of four people. Hello, I'm Danny Grindley in the tiny town of Brim, population about 100. The silo makeover has been funded by a local community group, which agreed to cover the cost of Guido's materials, food and accommodation. They thought the mural would attract visitors to their rural town. And it's worked. Brim has been turned into an unlikely tourist destination, and social media is awash with photographs of Guido's incredible work.
Kate MacDonald, and I'm from Meandara in Queensland.
Sandra Anderson, I'm from Mayoon.
Mitcham. Kerrang.
Lara.
From Birchip.
Euston, just into New South Wales.
Just who are the four people depicted in the mural? Are they Brim locals? And if so, what are their stories? For Guido van Helton, their real identities aren't important. He wants people to see this artwork through their own eyes and come up with their own ideas. Is the man second from the left in his early 20s, or, as one woman suggests, more like 49? Is there a woman in the mural? Are they a family group? Has it been a tough year? There's no right or wrong answer. As Guido says, the real story of this artwork is in the eye of the beholder.
He's probably got the weight of the generations behind him on his shoulders. Yeah, he's doing the tough times, the really tough times now.
Perhaps it's the 38-degree heat or the brown, dusty grain paddocks here in Brim, which is suffering through a second year of drought. Associations with a man on the very left silo aren't of joy.
I think he's probably tired, had enough, ready to pass it on to his son.
His head's down, waiting for that rain. It's a very stressful job, I reckon.
And he wants to keep it going for the next generations, and wants to also keep it going for the previous generations. So, yeah, he's got that on his shoulders at the moment.
And his wife hasn't ironed his shirt.
Where are the women on these silos? It's an interesting criticism many have shared on social media, especially since the third character from the left is indeed female. She's certainly not masculine, but she's also far from typical images of women found in the media.
Reminds me of Nana Thomas.
Does he?
I reckon it's a lady.
Definitely a lady.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. Yeah. You know those dresses that Nana Thomas used to wear? And she's got her husband's hat on and those thick glasses that cut out the sun on the side.
But you can see it once you point it out. You can certainly see that there's female features in the face.
I think they're assuming that she's a man because the way she's dressed. Women going out in farms, got the old flannel and the droopy hat.
A farmer's wife, probably retired and living in town there. Probably a widow.
A widow?
A widow.
Do you see that in her face or in the way she's
just
standing?
Just the whole appearance.
She works in some sort of shop that sells, like, bits and bobs, like an op shop even.
Yeah, she's worked hard right next to her husband out in the paddocks.
She makes scones, looks after the men. Gets up and makes their brekkie in the morning when they get up to go out to get on the tractor.
You can see her churning out food for everybody and coping with everything. Just getting on with it.
Basically, it's the matriarch.
So she's pretty tough then?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Look at her. You only have to look at her to see how tough she is.
So what does a typical modern farmer look like? Is a cap and singlet what they wear these days? The younger man in Guido's piece has a few scratching their heads.
Mid-30s?
Late 20s?
Late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, he's in his early 30s.
49.
He's not 49. He might help out in one of the local stores around here. Like, he doesn't necessarily look like he's from a farm. He's got a cap on.
The reason they wear a lot of these clothes now, as opposed to the older fellow, is because you're working mostly inside cabins of tractors or harvesters. Big hats tend to knock everything around.
Yeah, Moore is probably a mechanic sort of thing. Fairly good with his hands, obviously.
Obviously.
I just think he's got those top hands.
Shearer? Or a truck driver?
No tats. The truck drivers often have the tattoos.
He's been away to college and he's got all the modern sciences and things behind him, and he's come back
As for an older man on the very right silo, there's no question about his path in life.
Oh, just an old farmer that's lived out, you know, on the land and done it fairly tough over the years.
He reminds us just of our pop, and that's what the old farmers are like. Go to any country town, you'll find one.
A generational farmer that's been on the property his whole life, and he's probably done it tough quite a lot.
He's got a lot of character about him and a bit of a cheeky look on his face, so I'd say there's lots of stories in there under that hat.
He's probably, you know, lived a pretty tough life, I would say.
I reckon he likes to go to the pub for a drink. Like, he's happy in that.
He looks a little bit concerned. Maybe things aren't as good as they should be.
That what amazes me about this guy, he's got the mobile phone.
And by the telephone, he's still keeping an eye on his sons.
He's got a mobile phone, that's impressive.
Because how old do you think he is?
I reckon 80. He'd have to be the same age as our dad.
82.
90s or so. Maybe 97.
I'd say that he's in his mid-60s, maybe a fraction later, but he looks a lot older than that because of the effect of the weather.
Individual stories are one thing, but are these four characters connected?
He could probably be their son. This one might even be their grandson. Could be a family. You think about it. Couldn't they?
They probably know each other and are connected in a way through the community, but they're not necessarily related in any way.
You know, Grandad's got the passion for it. The dad slash son of Grandad has just been doing it because it was his duty, but the young bloke's actually come back because he's passionate about it. And I reckon Grandad's still going, doesn't want to give up.
Do you think they're happy people?
Yeah, definitely.
They would be happy people. Country people are happy. When are we going to be able to watch this documentary and find out all these answers?
According to Guido van Helton, you just heard the answers, and he's heading back to Brisbane with his own impressions of the people of Brim.
It's not so much an occupation for me, it's a complete lifestyle, and I attach to this image lots of memories that I've had here. I had no idea, these sort of towns, I'm often driving around, but I would just drive straight past and often wonder, you know, what's it like? What are the people like? Who lives here, you know? It might sound funny to people around here, but it's something people in the city don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know how it works. They just, they get their bread and they don't think about it.
Before even picking up a paintbrush, Guido jumped in a header, flew over farming land in a plane, and shared plenty of yarns with the locals. He also spent his birthday, Christmas and New Year's here in Brim, away from his family. But the publicans made sure he had a decent Christmas feast.
I actually came in down here in the morning to start work, and then, you know, Rod from the bar comes down and was like, what the hell are you doing? Come and have lunch, and, you know, it's almost like people were trying to stop me from working and just come and enjoy the day, which I did. I had a lovely day. Very welcoming.
There's a few people concerned about your mental health. Like, are you a bit crazy? Because it's been so damn hot. It was Christmas, it was New Year, and you've been up there every day.
Yeah, well, I wanted to originally get this done before Christmas. It's going to be my final thing for the year. It didn't turn out that way, and I got here, and it's huge and demanding, but I couldn't let that go, you know. I can't let the weather get in the way of that or anything else, and I have to just work until it's done. The weather is kind of adds to it, you know. The extremities really push you to get through it. There was a dust storm, you know, it's like windy. I've had everything, lightning. And
at the end of each long day, Guido pulled up a chair at the local pub, where the life lessons continued, and he made some good mates.
Oh, my name's Rodney Holland, and we're in the Brim Hotel. Yeah, we've got fairly close. I don't treat him as a celebrity, though, so I just treat him like a normal bloke. I haven't even sort of been down there to look at it much. To me, women and fools shouldn't see a job half done, but now he's finished.
So you really do know Guido the man, not Guido the artist, then?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Were you responsible for teaching him what a cutout was?
Oh, a few of the locals. No, that's a bush thing, yeah.
No, everyone kept talking about this term, and you know, but it's a party, and we had one.
A cutout, for those that don't know, is a drinking session, usually held in the shearing shed when shearers finish their last run. It's been quite the educational experience for one artist and for the people of Brim. Guido's artwork has completely transformed a town. But perhaps the longest lasting impression will be the unwashed shirt he wore every day, now hanging proudly in the Brim Hotel.